Entertain a motion to come out of executive session in a regular session?
Yes, I'll make that.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore, any possible action?
No, Mr. President. We discussed personnel slash potential litigation, and there was nothing to be reported at or voted on at this time.
Okay. We are now time for our 1:30 public hearings. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'll read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Each application will be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the planning and zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning and zoning hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application, present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless Council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you are required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the form on the dais. When you make your statement, please be concise. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lank and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, Council will do likewise. And Mr. President, the first application is change of zone 1772, Sussex Ventures, LLC. Mr. Lank?
Thank you. First public hearing this afternoon is change of zone 1772. It's an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 2.33 acres, more or less. Property is located east of U.S. Route 13, Sussex Highway, 995 feet south of Route 482, Boyce Road. 911 address is not available. The tax map ID is District 132, Map 12, Parcel 112 and 112.05. For the benefit of the record and those parties present, the council has before it a copy of a report from the Planning and Zoning Commission on the four public hearings that we're having this afternoon. And for the record, the Planning and Zoning Commission public hearing was May 21st of 2015. On this application, the applicant did provide a survey of the property. You normally pass those down to survey. This site is actually just a survey. Shows an existing parcel, 2.3 acres, with an existing billboard, and it is adjacent to an existing ingress egress that benefits the Utz lands warehousing to the rear. For the benefit of the record, the commission and the record contains copies of comments from DelDOT, copies of comments from Sussex Conservation District, and also comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Mr. Wheatley, the chairman of the commission, did recluse himself from participating in this public hearing. The commission continued with the public hearing. Don Ward and Drew Ward were present on behalf of Sussex Ventures, LLC. and gave presentations. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Ross stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1772 for Sussex Ventures LLC for a change in zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is located along U.S. Route 13, Sussex Highway, in an area that is basically surrounded by commercial uses and zonings. This location is appropriate for CR1 zoning. Two, surrounding uses include an Utz potato chip distribution center, several business and commercial uses to the north and south of the site, and some additional conditional uses. The rezoning is to CR1 and the permitted uses in that zone are compatible with the surrounding properties. This is basically an infill rezoning. Three, the CR1 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for a wide variety of commercial and service activities generally serving a wide area, and that such uses should be located along existing major thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exist. In this case, a rezoning along U.S. Route 13 falls within the stated purposes of the CR1 district. Four, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties or area roadways. Five, the applicant will be required to meet or exceed all DLDOT requirements associated with any permitted use of the property. And six, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. There was a motion by Mr. Rawl, seconded by Mr. Smith, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated. That motion carried 3-0. Mr. Wheatley did not participate since he did not participate in the public hearing. I received no additional comments from any agency or individual to date since that public hearing. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions from council? If not, I see we have the two Mr. Wards here. Would you like to come forward?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Drew Ward, Sussex Ventures, Millsboro.
Don Ward, same.
As Mr. Lank mentioned, our company, Sussex Ventures, purchased the subject property in October 2014. The site consists of 2.3 acres on Sussex Highway, approximately 1 mile north of Laurel. Sussex Highway is a major north-south arterial roadway, which is consistent with the commercial zoning. The property to the rear of our site is an Utz potato chip distribution location. The Utz company has been utilizing our property as an entrance access since they purchased the property to our rear over 30 years ago. As you can see on the county zoning map, the surrounding properties are all zoned CR1. We are requesting a change from the AR1 zoning to the CR1 zoning to be consistent with our neighboring properties and as an infill rezoning. The property is located within a town center district according to the comprehensive plan where CR1 zoning would be appropriate. We have discussed storage units or self-storage units as a possible future commercial site use, which would also be consistent with the CR1 zoning. We have spoken with the neighbors immediately to the north and the south side of the property, who have both stated they have no objection to the change of zone. Any future access to the site, we will utilize the existing entrance on the north side of our property. And we believe that the proposed rezoning will not adversely affect any neighboring properties or area roadways. Based on the record and all that information, respectfully request a change of zone be approved by this council.
Okay. Any questions from council? You sound like you've done that before.
Mm-hmm. I heard the case, not heard it. Heard it all.
Indeed. And I take it there are no other witnesses.
How big is land area?
Pardon?
I just want how big land
area. Okay. Is there anyone else here?
Land area. I did. Pardon? How big was the land area?
2.3 acres.
Okay.
Any other questions? Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else here would like to speak in favor? Seeing none. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone here in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if it's the council's desire to close the public record.
We'll close public hearing.
I have one question before we do, if I may, Mr. President. And that would be, I noticed in here, one question, where's it at? Forgive me. It's mentioned in here that Mr. Wheatley had recused himself. Uh-huh. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Do we know why?
Yeah.
Mr. Lang?
No, he didn't state.
Okay.
I'll tell you after the meeting.
Any more questions? Is it okay to close the record? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Moore, read short title, please, of CZ 1772.
Yes, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek Country, Sussex County, containing 2.33 acres, more or less, and for reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 6 in your package.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Mrs. Deaver makes a motion. Mr. Wilson seconds it to adopt change of zone 1772 for the reasons stated in public record. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
From everything I heard today and everything that the commission gave as their reason for approving, I vote yes.
Cole.
Vote yes. I support the same reasoning that planning zoning used.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes, for the same reasoning as outlined here with planning and zoning.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes, according to P&Z.
I also agree with the reason of planning and zoning. I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Very good. Thank you.
Sirs.
Thank you.
The
Mr. Moore.
Next case is change of zone 1773. Mr. Lang.
Yes, thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Kill 100, Sussex County, containing 9.541 acres, more or less. Property is located south of Route 9, Seashore Highway, 800 feet west of Road 262 Fisher Road. 911 address was not available. The tax map ID is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 53. Again, the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on May 21st of 2015.
That's the morning, but you know what I mean.
In this application, the applicant did submit a survey and a site plan for the benefit of the council. I did pass a copy of the survey down for their review. The site plan represents proposed self-storage facility, shop space, and some retail. The applicant did provide exhibit information. The commission did receive on November 6, 2014, DelDOT comments. On May 18, 2015, Sussex Conservation District comments. On May 19th of 2015, County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division comments. Mr. DeAngelis was present with Tim Willard, Esquire, Fuqua, Urey, and Willard, and gave presentations. I did advise the commission that Breakwater Lane is a private street serving a few lots and was developed by the Bailey Mall family that's adjacent to the west. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1773 for Ernest and Donna DeAngelis for a change in zone from AR1 agriculture residential to CR1 commercial residential based on the record made during a public hearing for the following reasons. One, the property fronts on Route 9 and is surrounded by on two sides by power lines and a railroad right-of-way. The other boundary is CR1 commercial residential that was recently approved by the county. CR1 zoning is appropriate in this location. Two, CR1 zoning is appropriate in this general area of Route 9 where other business and commercial uses and zoning exist. Three, the property is primarily in a developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. CR1 is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Four, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And five, the change of zone will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Smith, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0. For the record, I received no additional comment from any individual or agency to date on this application.
Any questions from council?
So there weren't any objections as far as traffic is concerned?
No written or
you didn't have any
verbal
opposition?
No written or verbal at all.
No. Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, Mr. Willard.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Mr. President, Council, Tim Willard with Fuqua Urim Willard here in Georgetown. We also have an office in Rehoboth. I represent the applicant. The applicant is Ernest DeAngelis and his wife Donna, who own this property on Route 9. It's Ernie Jr. Here today is Ernest DeAngelis Sr., Ernie's father, representing Ernest and Donna. Ernie happens to be a scoutmaster, and he is in New Mexico with a troop from Lewis climbing mountains at Philmont.
Wow.
They didn't do it.
So, yeah, he was my son's scoutmaster, too. So he's out there. Ernie also, if I can tell you a little bit about the applicant, he and his wife own Tomato Sunshine, which is north of Rehoboth,
yeah.
Which is they sell produce, local produce, among other, it's like a nursery, too. And he also has an H&R Block business here. The property, we are asking from a change of zone for AR1 to CR1. Mr. Lank has given you the record reference, the commission. They approved it 4-1 after a hearing. I submitted the booklet, the record, which I think is part of your file as well. And I'll run through it just briefly in support of it. I know you're going to hear an application right after me for a property that's just two lots down, also asking for CR. The property is 9.5 acres. It's located just east of the Harbison intersection. In tab one, I'm going to go through my booklet to the extent you all have it. Tab one shows the survey of the property.
The council does not have a copy or a booklet.
Okay, do they normally, Mr. Lank?
When you provide additional copies.
Okay, I thought I had a copy. Okay, so it is part of the record anyway.
Part of the record.
Well, if anything, I need to submit, if council wants to see it, I can hand it up. But there's a survey attached. There's a Google Earth photograph showing that the property. I have an extra. Ms. Deaver, would you like
a
book?
I can pass mine down.
Yeah, I can.
For Ms. Deaver, since it's her district.
1773.
I have one more if anybody wants to see it.
Okay, very complete.
We're trying to cut costs, right?
Well, next time I come, I'm going to come with a zip drive.
That's it.
We'll get a movie going on up there.
Yeah,
that's what we want.
Well, I will. That'll be efficient. So it's pretty much a square property east of Harbison. You'll note that it's bordered on one side by the train tracks. It's bordered on the other side by the pretty significant Delmarva power lines. The other, the north side, obviously, is Route 9. And on the west side is a property that in December 2013, you all changed the zone to commercial. And that's part of the record that I submitted. In my booklet, I submitted some law that you already know just to help guide my way through this. Reference the comprehensive plan, the purpose of the zoning code, and that CR1 is offered for a wide variety, and I quote now, of commercial and miscellaneous service activities generally serving a wide area and located particularly along certain existing major thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exists. We submit to you that it does, and you've recently found that. I've included in the record a copy of the tax map, which shows the various commercial activity, mainly starting at the intersection of 5 and 9 and following east for approximately a half a mile or so. And if you were to travel in that direction on the south side, you would see, obviously, there's a sandwich shop and the deli there. I think there's a doctor's office, financial office, the veggie shack, which is right adjacent to my property, or the applicant's property has just been zoned CR1. It was previously a special use. There's the Peachtree Home for brain injuries. There's Donut Connection. There's Harbison Business Park. There's Oldwood, Delaware. There's a new asphalt business, paving business that's there that just recently had a recommendation for approval to change their zone in the rear of the property to commercial. There's the Harbison Business Park, and there's the Bird Shop, Custom Framers. On the other side at the corner, you see Dragon Lairs. There's Sherman Heating, Clean Delaware, Davidson Home Moving, Car Repair. There used to be a dry zone. I don't know what went in there. I think that is commercial. And there is also some residential. There's the trails at Beaver Creek, and you all know down a little bit east of this property on the north side is MR, which are those townhouses that back up to the power line there. Perhaps most importantly is your comprehensive plan has included this property in the development district, and they did that in 2008. It probably doesn't do you much good to see the comp plan is not blown up there, but if you take a blown up version of it, you can see that it goes right to the edge of where the power line is.
And
so,
that wasn't one of those last minute saying it's in the development area. It was in the plan as is, right? I mean, it went into the plan.
There's no confusion.
It wasn't added later.
There's no confusion about it. You know, yes,
I'm glad.
As far as I know. Well, and it's interesting, Ms. Deaver, because in 2003 there was a similar application, and council said, and actually I remember talking to Mr. Lank, and I think they were asking for a CU to do something more commercial, and council said, well, it's a little too far further out than what we consider development distance from what's growing in Harbison. Mm-hmm. However, 5 years later, in 2008, council said no. This is my opinion, mm-hmm. and the comp plan seems to play it out. We recognize this area of Harbison as mixed use, and that's why I think you all put it in development district.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've also included language, which is what your development district area calls for. Commercial uses should be allowed, light commercial, when they're on main arteries, and we submit that this does. I've also submitted US Route 9 project, which you all, if you travel that way, I don't know if Mr. Wilson has lately, but they're improving that intersection at Hudson Road and the various intersections there. And the reason they're doing that is to increase capacity and make it safer. So that would work well with the change of zone. I've also included in the record the fact that, and Mr. Lank has said, that DelDOT weighed in and said, we don't require a TIS now, but if there's a site plan, we may trigger one, or you need to knock on our door. Mr. DeAngelis is well aware of, if he develops a property, that he's got to comply with DelDOT.
What did they say? The road was a level of service A, B, C, what? Say that?
They did not.
Oh, just curious.
But since we got their first reply, because it was a little ambiguous, mm-hmm. and I realize this is just a concept plan, but Mr. DeAngelis, who has proven himself to be somewhat of an entrepreneur and a successful one, his vision was to do storage units, also mm-hmm. like the facility up the street. There's a real demand for shops, contractor shops, and maybe mm-hmm. a mixed retail. So he put together a rough site plan, sent it to DelDOT, uh-huh. and that's what you have in tab 10, which
mm-hmm. I see that.
DelDOT mm-hmm. basically saying, based on that plan, mm-hmm. it would not meet the threshold of a... requiring a TIS because there would be less than 400 trips a day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then I've included, which is part of your public record, the ordinance 2351, which was December 2031, where you all found that parcel, which is immediately adjacent to this, has nearby and adjacent commercial properties. The parcel has been used in the past as commercial property for vegetable stand, and the property has an existing commercial entrance. The location along Route 9 is appropriate for CR1 zoning. The rezoning will not adversely affect the adjacent properties, the neighborhood, or area roadways. No parties appeared in opposition. And any change in the site will require site plan approval by Sussex County Planning Commission. We submit that because we think we're similarly situated in the same comp plan. And I had the Planning Commission decision there as well. And I included proposed findings. I'd like to call Mr. DeAngelis up for a moment, if I may. Mr. DeAngelis? You've heard my representations to council, and you're familiar with this, your son's project. Are they true and correct to the best of your belief?
Yes, they are.
I don't know if you have any questions for Mr. DeAngelis or me.
Questions to council?
Okay, if there's no questions, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, at this time we can close the public record on, or the public hearing is closed, and with council's permission, close the public record.
Yes.
Close public hearing, okay with council, close public record?
I'm okay with that. And I move for adoption.
Okay, we have Mr. Moore to read a short title, please.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 9.541 acres, more or less, for reasons 1 through 5 is given by planning and zoning.
Mm-hmm. Pleasure, council. Mrs. Deaver makes a motion.
Yeah, I'd like
Mr. Wilson seconds to approve change of zone 1773 for the reasons that listed in public record. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, I want to say yes to, and for the reasons given by planning and zoning, and it's in a perfect location right on a main road, and it's in my district.
Cool.
Yes.
I'll vote yes. That section of Route 9 has gone through some changes here in the last few years and has been moving in that direction, so I'll vote yes.
Mr. Arlett.
I also will vote yes as it relates to the recommendation from Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on recommendation P&Z.
I also agree with the reasons and findings of Planning and Zoning. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Very good.
Okay, thank you.
Next.
The next case is change of zone 1774, John R. and Susan K. Eisenbray. Mr. Lang?
Yes, thank you. This application is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District for a certain parcel of land lying being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 31,200 square feet, more or less. The property is located south of Lewis-Georgetown Highway, Route 9, 7/10 of a mile east of Route 5 at Harbison, and 911 address is 26822 Lewis-Georgetown Highway, Harbison, with a tax map ID of 235, map 30, parcel 58.02, and this is for a portion of this property. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on May 21st, 2015. The applicant did provide a survey site plan, which I've just passed down for the members of the council. We did receive comments from DelDOT on January 23rd, 2015, the Sussex Conservation District on May 18th of 2015, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division on May 19th of 2015. Before the public hearing, Mr. Bill Schaub, Esquire of Schaub and Barnett Professional Association, was present with Andrew Pennington on behalf of the application and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1774 for John R. and Susan K. Eisenbray for a change in zone from AR1 Agricultural Residential to CR1 Commercial Residential based upon a record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the entire parcel is 1.75 acres in size. The first 300 foot of the parcel or property, nearest Route 9 is already zoned C1 General Commercial. Two, although commercial buildings exist on the C1 portion of the property, all the property has been historically used for commercial purposes. Three, there are other nearby business and commercial uses and zonings. This rezoning is consistent with the area. Four, it is appropriate for the zoning district boundaries to match the property boundaries. And five, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Smith, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0. Mm-hmm. For the benefit of the record, we received no additional comments from any agency or individual on this application to date.
Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Schaub.
Good afternoon, members of the council. I'm Bill Schaub. I'm here representing Mr. Pennington and his partner, who I think will be very nice additions to Sussex County. They have a business in Newcastle County, and they specialize in selling and renting equipment for paving. And they've had their grand opening. Their business is doing well. And for the record, I would also like all of Mr. Willard's statements be applied to my case, because we are only several lots down from this property.
That's not fair. You're not allowed to do that.
My client has to pay part of his
I was
going to
say, give
bill,
him a discount.
So, what is unique about this property, this is the former, the Peninsula Masonry property, and which, you know, was used by that company for a number of years until principal died, and then it was rented for a while to EDIS, and then it is set vacant. But what's unique about it is years ago, I think 1986, there was a strip of land along Route 9 that was zoned, rezoned to C1, 300 feet deep. And then lots were cut, but the lots went front to back. The commercial zoning went across. So if you see the survey, the front 45,000 square feet of this property is already zoned C1. And the back property, which is less, 31,000 square feet, is AR1. And I couldn't find the reason for that. In this case, then the buildings that presently exist on the property all exist in the C1 portion of it, and the back is just open space. Mr. Pennington and his partner hope to use the back basically for any uses that would be compatible with the front. They don't have any immediate plans to build any other buildings, but they have lots of equipment, some big, some small. There'll be storage and the like. Certainly, as Mr. Willard said, this property it has to be primed for CR1. If the front of the property is, the back has to be. There's nothing in the back that makes it unique that would indicate it should be zoned differently than the front. As Mr. Willard said, we have the Veggie Shack, Donut Connection, Harvest and Business Park, Old Wood Company, the Bird Farm, Custom Framers. Almost not every property along from Harbison down to the next intersection on the south side is a commercial use, but almost everyone. And the council itself just fairly recently with where the Veggie Shack is, did rezone that property. The use of the property is certainly consistent with the Sussex County Master Plan. It's consistent with the adjacent uses. It's consistent with its use on this property itself and has been for a number of years. My clients had an environmental study done before they bought the property, and that was all clean. They had a septic inspection of it because there's a small office in there, and that was all fine. I think they had every study one could have before they bought the property, and everything was fine, and they felt it was just a prime location for their business. And it has proven to be so far. DelDOT has likewise indicated no traffic impact study needed. Hard to say whether it would be needed if they just use for storage in the back. Probably not again, but I suppose that would depend on whatever use. Sussex Conservation likewise said their concerns would just be based on if there was some major plan for the back of the property. But as Mr. Pennington can tell you, it's what they plan on just using in conjunction with the front. I think for all of those reasons, for the reasons found by planning and zoning, we feel that the proper decision would be, and we ask that it be made, that it be rezoned to CR1 to be consistent not only with the neighboring properties, but to itself. And if it's okay, I'd like Mr. Pennington to say a couple words.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
And Mr. Pennington, you've heard what I've said to county council. Is it all true to the best of your knowledge?
To the best of my knowledge, yes, it is.
Could you tell the council a little bit about your business?
We are equipment dealers. We specialize in the milling and paving industry. I've been in the business for 28 years. My partner and I do have a location in Wilmington. We've had it for quite some time. And we felt with what was going on in Sussex County, it was time for us to expand. And when this piece of property came up, we couldn't say no. And we've been open now for 3 weeks. And Sussex County has received us quite well.
And what's been your biggest problem?
Getting people to show up on time. I take it back, getting people to show up.
and if the council knows a diesel mechanic.
And if you need know anybody has a diesel mechanic, I'm in desperate need of a couple of diesel mechanics.
I don't have any other questions of Mr. Pennington.
Okay, I do have one question. Your witness is Andrew Pennington, and the application was John R. and Susan Eisenbray.
I meant to say at the beginning, thank you. The Eisenbrays were the owners of the property. The application was actually filed by them when they still owned it because the property was for sale. Mr. Eisenbray was involved in Peninsula Masonry, and they filed the application in their own names. My client bought it before the planning and zoning hearing came up. And so, but yes, thank you for pointing that out.
Thank you. Any other questions from council? Seeing none, is there anyone else here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, the public hearing in this matter is concluded, and with council's desire, the public record closed.
We'll close public hearing, and it's okay with council. Close public comment record both. Mr. Moore, read short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 31,200 square feet, more or less, for reasons 1 through 5 as given by planning and zoning.
Pleasure, council.
I'd like to move for adoption.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to approve change of zone 1774. Mm-hmm. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yeah, I agree with the planning and zoning decision and the reasons, and it certainly is on Main Road, so I vote yes.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes also. It's an extension of an existing commercial district.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes, per the recommendations and suggestions of the planning and zoning, and it is, I think, with the similar lots in the area as well. So,
Mr. Wilson?
I recommend that we pass it under P&Z recommendations.
Also, I agree with planning and zoning's reasons that it certainly makes, I think, just common sense to have one piece of land zoned the same way from front to back versus half one thing and half another. So I will vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The
pave.
You ought to thank Mr. Willard. When you get a chance.
The next hearing on the schedule is change of zone 1776, Larry Yoder. Mr. Lank?
Yes, this is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to LI2 Light Industrial District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 1.079 acres, more or less. The property is located northwest of Shawnee Road, Route 36, 3,439 feet northeast of Road 628, Coonden Road. The 911 address is 10682 Shawnee Road, Harrington. The tax map ID is District 430, Map 3, Parcel 11.01. Planning and Zoning Commission opened the public hearing on this application. No parties appeared on behalf of the applicant. There was a consensus of the commission to refer the application to the end of the agenda in case the applicant was delayed. That conclusion of the agenda, the chairman again referred to this application. The commission again found that the applicant or any party representing the applicant were not present on behalf of the application. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied, since there was no record of any support for the application, and that motion carried 4-0. And I noticed, I thought we had the applicant there for a second, but he left.
You too.
Yes. That was not the applicant.
No, I didn't know who it was.
No, I know who it was. It's not the applicant.
If the applicant is not here, is the applicant present? There appears to not be. We can read the short title and then vote on that. And if you're voting no, the reason would be that there's no party here to establish a record, and there is no record to support the adoption of the ordinance. The short title is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a LI2 light industrial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 1.079 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, council.
Do we put it in the affirmative, or what do we do?
If you would just vote on the ordinance, make the motion for adoption, then vote no for the reasons no party here and there's no record to support.
All right, make a motion. We adopt the ordinance.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson, to adopt change of zone 1776. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
I vote along with the planning and zoning. I vote no because there was no testimony or any person here today, and the same reasons that planning and zoning gave.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote no because of the lack of a record and no applicant to present any information.
Mr. Arlette?
Same answer. That would be no. There is no public record to make a commentary on, so the answer would be no.
Mr. Wilson?
Vote no on the same recommendations of P&Z.
I also agree. There's no one here to present their case. There's no public record being formed in either planning and zoning or here, so I will vote no. Motion is denied.
Good.
Is anybody to adjourn?
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Deaver. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I have the explanation. Okay, we're now adjourned.